This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Rogue Amoeba. To find out how you can get 20% off on everything Rogue Amoeba makes for their 20th anniversary, stay tuned to this podcast. Coming up on episode number 1415, we're wrapping up September with a triple cover story today, celebrating the birthdays of three crooners, Western crooners who've passed away. So on today's show, you're going to hear covers of Jimmy Rogers, Gene Autry, and Patsy Cline, all done with new and modern versions for the most part. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday morning. It's Thursday, September 29th, at about, I don't know, 9:45 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, a triple cover story today featuring the music, like I said, of Patsy Cline, Gene Autry, and Jimmy Rogers, all three of whom would have celebrated birthdays in September. Both Jimmy Rogers and Patsy Cline way back on the 8th of September. And then Gene Autry today, September 29th. So we're going to get to him in just a moment. Let's start things off with Patsy Cline. And immediately the first song you think about when you hear Patsy Cline's name is a song that has been both covered by a bunch of artists, but also shares its song title with a ton of different other songs of the same name. I guess that's what it means when you say it shares its title. It's that it's shares its name with a lot of other ones. So let's get to Patsy Cline's a cover of Patsy Cline's original Crazy. This is a great version right here from Denmark and Winter from their Reimagined Volume 1 album from 2015. Here is Crazy.
in the world did I do?
Thank you.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
Of that dreamy surf guitar sound in that one. That's the Lava Lamps from an album called Hello San Francisco. came out last year with a cover of Back in Baby's Arms, a song by Patsy Cline that I always associate with the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the version that Patsy Cline's original plays in that movie. Not a lot of covers that veer from that original formula, except for that one right there that I found by the Lava Lamps. Before that, Girl in a Coma with a cover of Walkin' After Midnight. Great version of that by Girl in a Coma. That one came out in 2010. such a fun one. Let's see here. She's Got You before that. That one from Dying Seed from Coverage Volume 2 from 2019. The End, yeah, an impossible band to search for on Google. The End, with a cover of I Fall to Pieces, but like an old Beatles track, right? Like it's like an 80s power pop Beatles cover right there. I Fall to Pieces by The End from their album Day. And we start things off with Denmark in Winter and a cover of Crazy from their 2015 album Reimagine Volume 1. We'll get back to a little more music here in just a moment with some Gene Autry covers. But before we do that, let's talk about sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor is Rogue Amoeba. Holy crikeys. It's a 20th anniversary, 20 years that Rogue Amoeba has been producing amazing applications for audio for the Mac. I've been a user almost since the very beginning. I've been a happy Audio Hijack user since, God, for as far back as I can remember. This show right now that you're listening to is being recorded using Rogue Amoeba's Audio Hijack. It's great stuff. And 20 years in the business. That means two full decades of making amazing audio apps for the Mac. Now, if you're a podcaster, a musician, just someone who listens to audio on their Mac, Rogue Amoeba can make your life better. Whatever you want to do with audio, it's a very good bet they have a tool to help you. So with Audio Hijack, you can record any audio. That's what I'm using right now. As a matter of fact, I'm also using Loopback, which gives you extremely powerful audio routing without needing cables or mixers. I can route audio from one application on my Mac to another application on my Mac, all without wires, without external USB devices, without any of that stuff. I can send the audio from my music program over to my recording program, send it out to Twitch, and you live streamers are hearing it right now. Loopback is how that becomes possible. And then Sound Source is the sound control that should be built into macOS. This thing is so useful for controlling all of the audio on your Mac. You can control volume levels of different applications. You can turn off, you can mute certain applications. It's fantastic. So check out Sound Source. Rogue Amoeba doesn't run gimmicky sales or discounts. They charge fair prices all the time. But in celebration of their anniversary, they're making an exception. For a very limited time to celebrate their 20 years in business, you can get 20% off any purchase from Rogue Amoeba. You don't need any coupon codes or special URLs. Just visit macaudio.com before the end of September, that's tomorrow, folks, to save 20% on anything they make. Download free trials, then buy online to receive the discounted price. Once again, congratulations to Rogue Amoeba on 20 great years. Go visit them at macaudio.com. 20 years for Rogue Amoeba. That's awesome. And beats my anniversary, which happened yesterday, by the way. 18 years of producing the Coverville podcast. So, you know, that's not too shabby, as they say. Not too shabby. Who is that? Who is that voice I'm doing? Not too shabby. Oh, man. It's like an SNL... it's an SNL character that I'm channeling, but I can't remember. It's Adam Sandler, right? In the Hanukkah song. He goes, not too shabby. Anyway. All right, let's get back to the music. And when you think of Gene Autry, the first song you should think about is Back in the Saddle Again. Not to be confused with Aerosmith's Back in the Saddle, but Back in the Saddle Again, which wasn't originally a Gene Autry song. He co-wrote it with Ray Whitley, and Ray Whitley actually recorded the first version of the song. But, come on, it's always forever going to be associated with Gene Autry. So let's start his set with that. Here's a cover by Bruce Anfinson from the album Handmade Saddle from 1999. Here is Back in the Saddle Again.
Hey, I'm back in the saddle again. Back where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. Back in the saddle again. I'm riding the range once more. Toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yi, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. Back in the saddle again. I'm riding the range once more. And I'm toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Hey, whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yi, I go my way, back in the saddle again, back in the saddle again.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you, darling? I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately that I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me, darling? I'm telling you now. This heart would break into if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Told you lately that I love you. Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Yeah. honest with me, dear. Whatever you do, remember your mind, dear. So always be true. Wherever you wander, on land or on sea, if you really love me, be honest with me. My poor heart would break, dear, if you were untrue. Asleep or awake, dear, I dream about you. Oh, you are my darling, you're all that I see. If you really love me, be honest with me. Someday I'll return, dear, and make you my own. And how I will yearn, dear, while I'm all alone. I'll never forget you, your sweet memory. If you really love me, be honest with me. Be honest with me, dear, whatever you do. Remember your mind, dear, so always be true. Wherever you wander, on land or on sea, if you really love me, be honest with me. If you really love me, be honest with me.
Silent through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Now, oh, how my lonely heart is aching tonight for that girl I left behind. And oh, I'd give if I could be there tonight with a sweetheart who's waiting for me in the blue Canadian Rockies. Spring is silent through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake. I love to see, and the one I love to see.
The Blue Canadian Rockies. That is, those are the Birds from an album called Sweetheart of the Rodeo, one of their biggest albums from 1968, a cover of Gene Autry. Before that, Riders in the Sky, great crooner sound to them. Love the harmony vocals, the fiddle and the muted trumpet. Be Honest With Me, the name of the song, that one from their album Public Cowboy Number One, a centennial salute to the music of Gene Autry. That one came out in 1996. Camera Obscura with a cover of You're the Only Star in My Blue Heaven. That one from their Rarities album, B-Sides and Rarities, Making Money, which came out in 2009. Ringo Starr before that from his all crooner cover album, Sentimental Journey from 1970. Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? Not to be confused with the Van Morrison song of the same name. Again, a bunch of songs with similar titles or the same titles. And then we began the set with Bruce Anfinson and a cover of Ray Whitley's Back in the Saddle Again, which of course will always be forever connected to Gene Autry. Happy what would have been your birthday today, Gene Autry. Let's get to the last set of music here, paying tribute to Jimmy Rogers, maybe the least well-known of the three performers on this set. However, I hope you really enjoy this music, and we're going to start things off with something that's it's older than I am. It's 10 years older than I am. This is Alice Babs and the Hallberg Orchestra from Sweden. She's Swedish as well, with a great cover of a song called Bim Bam Bay. I love this one. Here is Alice Babs and the Hallberg Orchestra.
I en stad i Bimbombe, vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbombe. Vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbombe. I ett hus bor min vän i ett hus vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbombe. Tingelingele, oh, tingelingelele, tingelingele, 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 oh, 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 tingelingele, oh. Hos min vän i Bimbombe, hos min vän finns en ros i Bimbombe. För jag skänkte en ros till min vän i ett hus vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbombe. Ja, jag skänkte en ros till min vän i ett hus vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbombe. Tingelingele, oh, tingelingele, tingele, oh, 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 tingelingele, oh. Vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbombe. Där vill jag slå mig ner hos min vän i ett hus vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbombe. Tingelingele, oh, tingelingelele, tingelingele, 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 oh, 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 tingelingele, oh, Bimbombe.
Spring. He left me this morning, midnight was turning day. Yeah, he left me this morning, midnight was turning day. I didn't have no blues till my good man went away. The old lady, oh, lady, oh, oh, lady, got the blues like midnight, moon shining bright as day. Got the blues like midnight, moon shining bright as day. And I wish a tornado would come and blow my blues away. The old lady, oh, oh lady, oh, oh lady. Now one of these mornings I'm gonna leave this town. Yeah, one of these mornings I'm gonna leave this town. Cause you try for little men, really keep a good gal down. The old lady, oh, oh lady, oh lady. When a woman's down, you men don't want her round. When a woman's down, you men don't want her around, rascal. But if she's got money, she's the sweetest gal in town. The older lady, oh, lady, older lady. Hey, looky here, buddy, see what you've done, done. Yeah, looky here, buddy, see what you done, done. You made me love you, now your regular mama's home. The older lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. Got the blues like midnight, moon shining bright as day. Moon shining bright as day. And I wish a tornado would blow my blues away. The old lady, oh, lady, oh, oh, lady.
Thank you. I've drawn your face on tablecloths across the country, tracing your smile with my index finger, making your hair just so. Till now, you're more what I want you to be than what you are. I can paint your eyes and say, this is where I lived for 20 minutes and more. I order grapefruit and pay for ruined napkins. Between the morning and the evening, I draw your face a little fainter every day.
I miss those spoken word interludes that songs had in the 50s and 60s. The World I Used to Know, covered there by Aaron Freeman from his album Marvelous Clouds from 2012. Before that, Mark LaForme and a great little rockabilly cover of Rockin' Little Angel from his album Vintage, which came out in 2006. Of course, all these covers of Jimmy Rogers. Wanda Jackson with a great bluesy, country bluesy version of Blue Yodel No. 6. You know, if you didn't follow the storyline from Blue Yodel 1 through 5, you're never going to be able to figure out what's going on in Blue Yodel No. 6. That's from the album The Party Ain't Over from 2011, Wanda Jackson. The band before that was The Circle, and you probably know them best for a song called Red Rubber Ball, which was written by Simon and Garfunkel. They decided to give it to The Circle, and Circle turned it into a huge hit, and that kind of made their mark, The Circle, on music with that song right there. Their Hearts Were Full of Spring is the song you heard by The Circle, and it's funny because it was recorded back in the 60s, but wasn't released until about 20 years ago. 2002, there was an EP released that had an unreleased 7-Up commercial by The Circle, as well as Their Hearts Were Full of Spring by Jimmy Rogers, released just, like I said, a few years ago, back in 2002. We start things off with Bim Bom Bay with a little reverb thrown in for good measure. Alice Babs and the Hallberg Orchestra from Sweden with a cover of Bim Bom Bay. That one from the release Vintage Pop number 141. It's an EP released back in, an EP collecting that song, which was released back in 1959. And that, is too low. That is going to bring us to the end of another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this blast from the past with these old country crooners. And big thanks to Roger Green for letting me know about all three of these, which may have slipped by unnoticed were it not for his great Facebook post that let me know whose birthdays I might forget about. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me requests@coverville.com. You can also visit coverville.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything cover song related, whether it's t-shirts, a history of all the songs I've played on the show, or even a searchable database containing songs I haven't played on the show. You can find all of that at coverville.com. You can also support the show by becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/coverville. Just $1 a month gets you so much extra content. You'll be surprised that I give you so much for so little. That's patreon.com/coverville. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. This is Brian. Until then, that's it. Let's try that again. Until then, this is Brian Evans saying, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Bank Meat Media. Oh my gosh, I can't speak this morning. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth was provided by Cashfly. Spell it with me, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.